when I was in seminary, a friend of mine commented on some particular sweet rolls that we had for breakfast one morning and said, "These rolls are like grace. They're so amazing and sweet, and I know I just don't deserve them." I mean, it was a joke, but it was true. I mean, this is really, really good, and I don't deserve it. I mean, anything that you get which you don't deserve is grace. I mean, technically, grace is a word that we've translated in the underlying Greek means gift. It's a gift that you don't deserve. It's a gift, yeah. I mean, the gift of the Spirit is a grace. To an extent, you know, it's the extra bagel in the baker's dozen. Yeah. All right, what about this one? Next question here. In communion, what's the difference between remembering Jesus and recalling things you have learned about Jesus? Yes. Do this in remembrance of me, as opposed to, I recall this thing that I heard about Jesus once. Think you know, the Jews had these phylacteries. We don't ever really talk about them, but they had these little boxes that they wrapped around with these long leather cords, and they put it on their wrists and on their foreheads, and they literally kept it right in front of their eyes. Okay, remembering is literally like putting something ever before you, almost like spiritually having it in front of you. Okay? Recalling is just, you know, oh yeah, I remember, you know, I remember that Jesus said this. Okay? For me, when I serve communion, I'm very, very deliberate about making sure that when I present the host to the person who's receiving, I make sure that it's between our eyes. Okay? I don't want them to be looking at me. I want them to be looking at Jesus. Okay? Because I want them to be looking at him, not me. And it's just common habit, you know, if somebody's talking to you, you look at them. Well, I don't want you to look at me. I want you to look at him. So I hold the host in between our eyes. And, you know, this is Jesus. Keep him before your eyes. Remember him. Hold him before you. By the way, I don't claim to be fully answering these questions by any stretch of the imagination. All right, and finally, and this is the tough one here. Can a sacrament bring a past encounter into your present experience? How about a future encounter, such as the marriage feast of the Lamb? See, for me, this is a challenging question for me because I think about it in a very different way than most of you do. Because, well, obviously the second part of the question is saying, doesn't this make you think about what the marriage supper of the Lamb will be like? Because obviously the Eucharist is meant to invoke the marriage supper of the Lamb. This is supposed to be typologically suggesting when we all get to heaven and Jesus says, welcome to the marriage banquet, this is supposed to be invoking that. All right? So this is supposed to bring that to your mind. But when we're talking about past experiences, when I'm officiating a sacrament, there's all sorts of past experiences that come to mind. If I'm giving last rites or baptizing or hearing a confession, I mean, these are different sacramental experiences that most of you aren't able to relate to. Maybe Father David or Father Lon can. So it's a very different thing for me. I can have these experiences. Oh, I'm sorry, Father Scott. You know, it's the uniform. Sorry. But it's a different experience. So it's hard to think about, okay, when I'm just going to the altar as someone who is receiving communion, which I don't get to do very often, how does that bring up other experiences? I don't get to think about that very much. I think that's probably something I'll end up spending some time thinking about over the next couple days. So that's something that's worth pondering for a while for me. It doesn't limit it to the Eucharist. It expands it to more. I mean, when you're at a baptism, does that bring up a past experience for you? Can it bring up another baptism? When you're making a confession, does that bring up other past experiences? Well, it should. I mean, how does it do? Does it open your eyes to other experiences? Well, it should. I mean, he doesn't talk about those other experiences because he's only talking about the Eucharist, but you know, with our experiences, with our lens, we can open it to other experiences. You were going to say?
I was going to say that it's twice tonight you've slighted by not referring to me as a father, and on the list of theologians who use Genesis chapter 3.
There you go.
You took another state, but my name should have been on
that. I was impressed. You were. There was a time this week that I read something and I thought, I almost called you and said, are you reading this? Because he is saying the exact same thing that you said this week, but I knew that you were doing other reading and preparing for something else, and so I thought, no, he's busy working on something else, so I'm not going to bother you with it. But I will revise my notes and give proper credit where it's due. Yes, Father Scott Melanson, N.T. Wright, and Luke Timothy Johnson, right up there, all on the same level. All right, so, anybody have any questions? Okay, good. Next week, chapters 4 and 5, Behind a Locked Door,